Walking in the rain and the snow, and there's nowhere to go, and you feel it she wants to make love. Ooh, you make me love you. Ooh, you gotta wait. Ooh, you have me calling up the wall. A compromise would surely help the situation.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. What a lovely day. The Wall Street Shuffle, Things We Do For Love, both written by myself and Eric Stewart, as is this next song, Good Morning, Judge.
Yeah.
I found me.
root. Don't give a damn, don't give a hoot. Still gotta keep making a loot.
Trumpet flavor.
Thank you.
I think it's
silly.
Tis silly, I reckon.
some respect. Don't you walk through my words, 'cause you ain't heard me out yet. Well, he looked down at my silver chain. He said, I'll give you $1. That's right. I said, you got to be joking, man. If I sorry, you cross me, you better understand that you're alone, a long way from home. And I say, I don't like reggae, no, no, I love it, hey. I don't like reggae.
We haven't done that we're going to do for you now. Very special song for 10cc, our very first single released back in 1972. This is our version of Donna a cappella.
Sit down, you make me stand up.
I'm done or I'll stand on my head for you.
Great to be at Cornbury again. Here we go.
The local camp. ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try that one more time. On the electric guitar, Rick Stead! That's the kind of love he needs. While your hands are in the air, come on. Who wants some sax? Cornbury's got to do better. Who wants some sax? Okay, repeat after me, ready? We want sax. Say it. We want sax. Keep going, come on. We want sax. Last time, let's go, come on. We want
absolutely fantastic stuff there. 10cc live from the main stage a little earlier this afternoon in the glorious sunshine. In fact, actually, I think they had almost every bit of weather going through there. There was a little spot of rain as they were on. That was
rubber. Graham, not the first time you've played Cornbury, so welcome back.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be back.
What do you love about this festival?
Well, any festival is nice. This sort of area here that we're sitting in now is very nice, being with other musicians and you meeting old friends or making new friends. Just a lovely atmosphere.
You have been a much-loved, well-known band since the 1970s. Did you think that in 1970-something that you would still be here doing this in 2014?
Definitely not, no. You never think about those things when you start off and you... It's like with writing songs, you don't write a song and think, I wonder if people will still be singing this in 40 years. But some of them they are. And you never think about that aspect.
Graham, why aren't you just putting your feet up in some lovely sunny climb somewhere?
I don't know, why aren't I? I guess because I love what I do and I don't want to do anything else. I can't do anything else and as long as I enjoy it, I'll keep doing it.
Why did you start it in the beginning?
I had to, didn't I? I just, you know, had, I guess, music in my blood, and I was lucky enough to, when I started in 1965, really songwriting for other people, really, I was lucky enough to have a gift, and I met some great people that helped me on the way, and worked with great collaborators along the way as well. So just luck, I guess, in a way, as well as, you know, you've got to have the gift, but you need a bit of, you need to, some sort of drive as well, some ambition yourself to succeed, I think.
When did you realise you had the gift, though? I mean, was this when you were small? Was this something that was part of your childhood?
Well, I sort of fell in love with music when I was 7. I got bought my first guitar when I was 11, and really that was the turning point for me, because as an 11-year-old, well, I was born in 1946, so you can do the maths. I grew up as a young teenager during a most wonderful time for music. So I was listening to people like the Everly Brothers, Eddie Cochran, Chuck Berry, and then the Skiffle era, Elvis Presley, and then the Beatles, of course, and all the great bands of the 60s. And I was kind of immersed in that, and that was my template, and still is. You know, I mean, my influences and what I aspire to remain the same from that era.
How has the songwriting changed, though, over the years?
Well, for me, it's not changed at all in the method that I use to write. Either a lot of time I write on my own, or start songs off on my own with just me and a guitar. And my principle is, I think like many other songwriters, if it sounds good with one voice and one guitar, then it's going to sound great when you record it. If I'm collaborating, it's a different scenario. But if it sounds good in its stripped down way, then that means you've got a good song rather than a production. I mean, some songs do rely on a production these days, a lot of them do. But you're not going to be singing those songs in 30 years. And maybe the people that make them aren't interested in you singing them in 30 years either, so whatever. I mean, but there are still great records made.
I bet you've been asked this question a thousand million times, but highlights of being in 10cc over the years?
The main highlight for me, even though we had like 3 number ones, and that's always like brilliant for that to happen, was when our first record, Donna, went into the charts. You know, we had a plan that we were going to form a band, and we did it, and it worked. And to me, that was the most thrilling moment of 10cc's career.
So what are the most thrilling moments of playing live? I mean, is it this sort of outdoor atmosphere, these sort of festivals, or more intimate gigs? What do 10cc love doing?
You know, every audience is different, and every gig is the same. But for us, the way I look at it is, there are going to be people in the audience who may have maybe never seen us before. I want them to go away and go, God, that was a fantastic show. That's my... And you can feel when that happens. You can always feel when it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen very often. In fact, it happens incredibly rarely, I must say. But, you know, we always want to put on a good show. We want people to be happy.
I was talking to somebody earlier, Graham, and they were saying that they saw you when you last played Cornbury, and, you know, they hadn't been too much of a 10cc fan before that. When they saw you, they thought you were amazing, and they went and bought your greatest hits. That's the kind of thing you want.
Well, that's exactly what we want, because obviously there are going to be 10cc fans here today, but they're going to be people that have come to see other people. And, you know, we'll be nice to convert people to our music, if they're not... I think what happens is people know the songs. They don't necessarily put them with... to 10cc, but when they hear the live versions, I think we get them.
What's on the set list tonight?
All the hits that you would expect. I mean, we're not doing our full set tonight, you know, we can't always do that at a festival, but everything that you would expect here. Definitely Dreadlock Holiday, definitely I'm Not In Love, Wall Street Shuffle, but lots of things.
Any other festivals this year?
Yeah, we've got quite a few, actually. We're doing next weekend the British Summertime at Hyde Park.
How often do you come down to this part of the world? I mean, are you regular visitors?
Yeah, actually, I noticed on the way here, there's a place in Evesham called The Regal, which is a small gig, but we've used it for doing warm-up gigs. And it's really nice. It's an old cinema. It's a beautiful cinema. And they do concerts there as well. So, quite often.
So, I'm quite surprised that you're not saying that you recorded once in Chipping Norton at the old recording studios there, because a lot of people did.
Yeah, no, never did. I think I went there once, but never recorded there. We didn't have to, because 10cc had its own recording studio, so we never needed to go anywhere else.
Graham Gould, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.